Good morning, this is Grace and Jess with your 10 a.m. set lines.
In local news, Queensland workers are expected to strike at Kogan Creek Power Station. Blackouts could soon hit Queensland as union members have planned to disrupt operations this Thursday, the 21st of September. Last week, the Mining and Energy Union secured permission from the Fair Work Commission to pursue industrial action. Disputes surrounding the use of casual labour, as well as rising fears of job insecurity amidst the state transitioning away from coal, has put 10% of Queensland's power generation capacity at risk. Shane Bunker, the union's Queensland District Vice President, has apologised for the inconvenience, but has proclaimed the need to fight for the livelihood of hundreds of workers.
Right on.
In more local news, Queensland is on the track to meet its 2030 emission reduction goal, but a bill from the Greens might cause blackouts in the state. A report written by the State Development and Regional Industries Committee, led by Labour's Chris Whiting, looked into a bill introduced by Greens' Michael Burkham back in March. The bill, which involves banning all new coal, oil and gas approvals, introducing an intermittent greenhouse gas emissions target of 75% less greenhouse gas emissions than the 2005 figures by 2030, and phasing out coal, oil and gas exports from Queensland by 2030, was recommended by the committee not to be passed. The report said the committee considers it reasonable to ask how these proposed emission reduction will achieve due to the concerns about the impact on the security of electricity supply.
In national news, South Australian small businesses struggle to absorb higher power costs as bills increase by $650. Business owners in South Australia say they are being forced to evaluate new ways to run their services, as the most recent round of power price hikes have already taken a significant toll. The Australian Energy Regulator announced from July 1st electricity prices would increase between 20 to 25% for South Australia, New South Wales and Southeast Queensland. It also stated that businesses will suffer increases of up to 29% depending on their location. Ross Womsley, the CEO of South Australian Council of Social Services, has stated that this raises big questions about what the government can do to particularly aid low-income houses and businesses.
In more national news, Qatar Airways accused the Australian government's decline of its request for increasing flights as very unfair, since the company provided support to the state amid the pandemic. The airline requested to fly an extra 21 services from Qatar into Australia's major airports, which is nearly double of its current 28 flights a week that are operated under the existing bilateral air rights. The bid was rejected with reasons including being contrary to the national interest. Qatar Airways chief executive Akbar Al-Bakr told CNN that he's very surprised and blamed Australia's action makes little sense, particularly when the cost of international flights in some cases tripled in the last couple of years.
In international news, Elon Musk has implied that X may no longer be a free social media site. During a conversation with Israeli Prime Minister, Mr. Musk announced the company's supposed plans to charge small monthly payments for users who wish to use the platform formerly known as Twitter. He suggested this change would be a solution to the increased number of bot accounts. However, this announcement also comes as the company grapples with significant loss of ad revenue. The payments are expected to be less than the subscription for X Premium, what was previously known as Twitter Blue, although not much has been disclosed as to if and when this will be fully implemented.
For your weather today, it is currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thank you very much for that. It's always fantastic to hear workers standing up and fighting back at the lead of the at the head of the news. Thank you very much for that story.
All good.
Very good. Okay, well we shall see you again at 11 a.m.
Yeah, see ya. Sure.
And here on Workers' Power, we will go to a track on 4ZZZ.
1, 2, 3, now!